This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The process for introduction of bills related to One Nation, One Election is underway in the Lok Sabha. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the motion to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 in the House. Opposition parties including the Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Shiv Sena, UBT, CPIM and others opposed the introduction of the bills, terming it an attack on the basic structure of the Constitution. They demanded to send the bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny.
I beg to move for leave to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024, further to amend the Constitution of India. I wish to move for leave to introduce the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024, further to amend the Government of Union Territories Act 1963, the Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi Act 1991, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act 2019.
The Rajya Sabha today resumed its special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Participating in the discussion, Leader of the House and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said, India is not just the largest democracy, but the mother of democracy. He said, as per Indian ethos, democracy comprises freedom, acceptability, equality and inclusivity, allowing citizens to lead a dignified life. Mr. Nadda said the government is dedicated to this very vision. He said the nation is indebted to Constituent Assembly members who shaped the Indian Constitution. Mr. Nadda also alleged that in the past, the Congress Party had bulldozed the Constitution. The leader of the upper house said Congress attacked independence of judiciary and superseded several judges who gave a dissent note against the nefarious designs of the then government.
On 5th of August 2019, abrogated Article 370. Nirast kar diya. Sab log aake yahan baithe hue the dharne par. Itihas is baat ka gawah hai ki aap kis kanun ke liye dharna de rahe the? Kis kanun ka virodh kar rahe the? Kis liye virodh kar rahe the? Aaj aadarniya Pradhan Mantri ji ko main bahut bahut sir se badhai deta hu ki unke sooj boojh ke karan aaj Jammu Kashmir Bharat ka abhinang ban gaya.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending a program in Jaipur to mark the completion of 1 year of the current government of Rajasthan. He inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 24 projects related to energy, road, railways and water worth over 46,300 crore rupees. Now we take you live to the Prime Minister's program where he is addressing a public meeting.
और वो आकर के मेरे सामने बैठे नहीं, वो मेरा सम्मान करना चाहते थे, मैं भी थोड़ा भौचक का था, लेकिन उन्होंने मेरा तो मान सम्मान तो किया, पर वो दोनों इतने भावुक थे, उनकी आंखें नम हो गई थी, और उन्होंने कहा, मोदी जी, आपको पता है पानी देने का मतलब क्या होता है? आप इतनी सहज सरलता से गुजरात नर्मदा का पानी राजस्थान को दे दें.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the National Testing Agency will focus exclusively on conducting entrance exams for higher education admissions starting in 2025 instead of recruitment exams. Speaking to the media in New Delhi today, the minister added that the government is planning to restructure the National Testing Agency by creating 10 new positions. Two schools in Delhi received bomb threats this morning. According to Delhi Fire Department, a school in Rani Bagh received a bomb threat around 8 a.m. and has been declared as hoax after investigations. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia today flagged off the Fit India Cycling Tuesdays initiative in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, the minister emphasized the importance of good health and said only a healthy society can develop a prosperous nation. And with that, we end this news bulletin.